This I believe. Patricia Cecil is at 25 a successful author of children's books. She was born in Richmond, Virginia, but spent her late teens and early 20s in the Caribbean, Central, and South America, locales which she used in several of her books. A lively, original person, her many hobbies include raising dogs, water skiing, sailing, and traveling. This is Patricia Cecil's creed.
Once I saw a motto in my aunt's house which said, Disce ut semper victoris, vive ut cras morituris. This means, learn as though you will live always. Live as though you will die tomorrow. I couldn't read Latin then, and she translated it for me, adding that it was a good concept to live by. And I think she was right, except that I have since decided perhaps she left something out. It should be, I would say, give as though you will die tomorrow. This is something I have been lucky enough to learn early. How I learned it is not the important thing. Everyone has unhappy experiences at one time or another that accelerate growth. Often these experiences come from outward, uncontrollable circumstances. But of course it is how you meet them that matters. And there was a time when, if I was unhappy or disgruntled, I made no effort to shake the feeling. I adopted an attitude of waiting. Waiting until whatever it was had passed, or for something better to come along. Some people might think this an admirable trait. Accept what comes your way, they might say, with resignation. Bear it. Remember the saying, this too shall pass. But I think that saying applies only to those uncontrollable circumstances. I think it is not enough to live by. As I said, I was lucky. I was surrounded by people wiser than I, who pushed me along, gave help when it was needed. And one day I saw what they were doing. They were giving, and giving to me who had done nothing in return. And that day, it dawned on me to do something about that wasted, taken time. How? Well, I had seen things all around me. Beautiful things. Things to wonder at. The tangled maze of all the patterns there are. I decided to try and use what I had seen that was good and add to it. Do something with it. I decided to try and write books for children. But it doesn't matter what you do or what name you give to it. Dig wells, create, plant a field. It still adds up to learning how to give. At first, I had a hard time really believing what my reason told me about this. I had been thrashing around, as a young person will, trying to grab everything from life that I could, and it's hard to get your own self out of the way. But I firmly believed, and I still do, that all things work together for good somehow. And, thinking on this, on what my aunt told me, on the people who had given help to me, it seemed to bring me inside the pattern I had seen only from the outside and thought was a tangled maze. I realized it is a sort of 20th century noblesse oblige, the responsibility of using yourself as an instrument for giving whatever abilities you have. Those abilities are given to us, after all, and surely the very least we can do is try and pass their product along to those who come after. I remember another broadcaster on this program saying that when a man is 20, he is closer to complete disillusion and stronger convictions than he will probably ever be in his life. Possibly so. I'm 25, and I don't feel particularly disillusioned. Mostly I'm grateful for having learned a little already and for the many years remaining. But I do have certain strong convictions, and though I may change my mind about many things, these I shall live by, to learn as though I shall live always, to give as though I die tomorrow. That is what I believe.
That was Patricia Cecil of Richmond, Virginia. She had just finished work on a new children's book, Temple in the Sun.